the work that I'm doing now.
No. This is take three with Mrs. Montana Haynes on May the 8th, 1990 in Seneca. I'm Yolanda Harrell. This is for the Black Heritage Study. Mrs. Haynes, we just finished talking about education, and now I'd like to ask you about some organizations that your older relatives belonged to when you were little. Fraternal or burial societies or sewing clubs, did your mother and father belong to any kinds of groups like that when you were young?
My mother belonged to a sewing club.
She was in a sewing club? Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, how many women were in that?
Well, I don't remember.
Do you know when they met? Did they meet in homes? Or
yeah, they met at home.
And what did they sew? Did they sew?
Well, they just would, when they had new designs and patterns, they would share with one another. They were very active.
Did they ever make quilts or anything?
No, yeah, they had quilting. They'd go from house to house and make quilts. Mm-hmm. They'd do that at night.
They would do that in the evening. Were there any other groups that she belonged to or that your daddy belonged to?
Well, they belonged to church.
Church groups.
My daddy was a deacon and my mother was a deaconess.
Uh-huh.
And she served as president of the Women's Missionary Society.
How often would this sewing club meet? Was it
once a month.
Once a month? Was there a leader of the group or?
Well, different ones.
Different ones?
Would be selected.
And did they belong to any kind of a group that did any community kind of things? Well, of course, the church groups would do things with communities, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Do you know if any members of your family voted in the 19th century? That would be in the 1800s. Did anybody vote before the 20th century?
No, I really don't know.
Oh, you don't know. Did any of the older members of your family ever talk about voting?
Yes, my mother and father voted before they passed.
They both voted?
Yes.
Do you remember who the first member of your family was to vote?
My mother and father was the only ones I remember.
Mm-hmm. You think they may have been the first ones to vote?
No doubt.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Because they were still living when it passed that we could vote.
Mm-hmm.
But she went to Walhalla with me to get my get out on. And the lady said, "Come in, Mary." No, she said, "Oh, I know your name's Mary." I said, "No, ma'am, my name is not Mary. My name is Montana." She said, "Well, my name's Mary." I said, "Well, my name's Montana." I don't know why she could think I'd name Mary.
Yeah, because your mother wasn't even named Mary.
No.
She was Jimmy. So you think that they probably were the first ones then. Do you know if any of your ancestors, we asked you this before, if any of your ancestors were free before the Civil War? You don't remember?
I don't know nobody to talk about it.
Yeah, we talked about slavery, and you said you thought some of your people were free earlier in slavery, but you weren't real sure about that. And one of the things that I wanted to ask you, I listened to the tape, and I want to go back to slavery before we go into the next questions. You said that from what you had heard, your ancestors weren't treated as badly as some of the other slaves, no punishment. I was wondering if this was because of their duties. Were they more house slaves, maybe, or that kind of thing? Oh, excuse me.
Turn it on.
Oh, okay. I just asked you the question, and you were getting ready to answer it. You said you thought it was because your great-grandparents were breeders?
My brother, see, my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
My mother's mother wasn't. She was just on the edge of, when they...
Of slavery.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So she didn't know that much about slavery, but
I see.
Her people.
Her mother had been freed then?
I don't know where she's been free.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, she was a breeder.
She was a breeder.
And grandmother happened to be one of the offspring from the breeder.
So. Oh, I see. So it was your great-grandmother that was a breeder, and your grandmother was an offspring. When you say breeders, did the white slave owners especially breed with the black slaves? Was it to have more slaves, or why did they do that?
Well,
why did they have someone designated as a breeder?
Well, they'd pick them out, say they picked them out from the gang.
Uh-huh.
And the finest looking and healthy looking one, those were the breeders, see.
I see. They would choose those, the better looking ones, the healthier looking ones, and they would actually want to breed them for more children, to create better children.
For the farm.
For the farm, for the work.
Every time you get a nice, good breeder, they'd have to sell that off and get some more, see.
Oh, I see. Okay. So the breeders were probably treated especially well.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. That answers that. Okay, so you weren't sure about who was free before the Civil War in your family, but once the war was over, do you know about any differences between the black people who had been slaves and any of those who were free persons of color before the war? Do you know if they were treated any differently or felt differently about each other or anything? Did you ever hear anybody say that?
Well, some of them were treated differently, but according to the people in which they were living with.
Uh-huh.
See, each fellow treated their slaves differently, just like everything else is.
Right.
Some people were nice to you and some people are not. Some people gave them an acre of land and a home, stock and started them out. That's why some people have something,
right,
and some people don't have,
right,
because the master gave them a start.
Now, were your people given a start? Do you know?
I think so.
Yeah, they seem to have had one.
Yeah, from what they would talk about, they seem like
they had a good beginning then after slavery. Well, that was good. Did your older relatives tell you anything about the way that white people treated blacks? This is after slavery, or when they were growing up, like your mother or father or your grandmother. Did they ever talk about
that? All that I've ever heard them talk was that people were nice to them. Mm.
Of course,
they were good workers.
Right.
And people were just nice to them. Just like now.
Right.
People are nice to me.
Well, you're easy to be nice to, Mrs.
Haynes. I have no trouble in being with people.
Right.
And so that's the way it was with my parents and my grandparents. When they would go down the street, this white person would holler at them and all like that. They treated them very nice.
And your father worked for Mr. Gentilat and had a good relationship for years, right? Did your older relatives ever warn you about white people? How to act or what to do?
No, they never did say nothing. They didn't say nothing no harm.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing was preached to me was not only by my parents, but Miss Gentilat said, give a person, first thing, respect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Treat yourself nice.
Good advice.
Then, if you work and give an honest day's work,
mm-hmm,
if you make a mistake, ask for forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
If you're wrong, ask for forgiveness. If you're right, stick to it.
Hmm.
And they didn't have to work for nothing just because I was black. Hmm. And they just, that and get an education.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. And I've never been abused, and my parents, as far as I know, never been abused.
Did they ever tell you stories to teach you to be careful around any white people?
No.
No? What did people...
They didn't discuss white people much, no way.
Oh, I see. You didn't really talk about white people.
It was just, I guess, come day, go day, every day is Sunday.
Very good. Did you ever remember hearing about lynchings when you were growing up? Anybody that got lynched?
I heard, after I got grown and all, I remember a fellow here in Moore Hall got lynched and all.
You remember his name?
Well, he was a Green.
Uh-huh.
been so bad, but...
Do you remember anything about that story or what happened?
Oh, I just know that, you know, beat him up and killed him.
Yeah. How were black people treated by the law when you were young or when your parents were young?
Well, the law was very tight on us.
Mm-hmm.
The law back then wasn't like it is now. And, of course, now they do take time out and investigate to try to find out who's who.
Right.
Back then, they just, whoever they caught in the road, well, that was their meat.
Mm.
Didn't take much time out to try to find out if somebody was wrong.
I see. How about married couples in your family? Was one person the boss, or was your mother... Were your mother and father equal, or was one the boss or one?
They were equal.
They were in your parents' case,
yeah.
Huh?
Because when the one tell you no, no need to go into the other one.
They agreed on how to raise children, I take it. Well, that's really better, though. It's a better way to be raised.
Mm.
Do you remember your older relatives ever talking about black women who had relationships with white men?
Yeah, but they didn't. It wasn't much of a newspaper. I said, I heard such and such one going with such and such one.
Right.
That was the end of it. They tell you, you don't have to go with them.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't think nothing about them.
Yeah, so they, you don't, I mean, there wasn't that much feeling. I was going to say, how did your relatives feel? There wasn't that much talk about it, huh?
And I, with all my traveling,
there
was something about me that never did appeal to men. So I haven't had no trouble with them.
You didn't have any trouble with anyone?
I don't have no trouble with no man. No problem. Him laughing and talking about some woman or another.
What about when you were growing up, did black people treat mulattoes differently from... Mulattoes, mixed.
Oh yeah,
you talked about that earlier about Lily White.
Yeah, growing up.
Uh huh.
Years ago, when the towns were packed with, we had to stand back.
Your darker skins had to stand back from the lighter ones.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
And they would want to hire us for servants. But they wouldn't, and they would try to act like you over there now. Right here in this town, a couple had some. The lady fixed the table and gonna sit down and eat with them, and she wouldn't let her eat with them. She told them that she couldn't eat with them.
Because they were too dark?
I see. The dark skin had to go back to the kitchen.
For goodness sake.
So those kind of things, and they make a big difference in society.
Huh. There really was a social class.
Oh, yeah. And further down in the country, you know, they had, they started off with a church for mulattoes.
Ah.
And then, and a school, because State College was a mulatto school up until around about, when it began getting better around in the late 20s. But before then, and one lady from here, a black woman, was the first to go in that school. And she got there on that, said they had a spelling bee.
Oh.
And she won.
Uh-huh.
And she got to go to the State College.
For goodness sake. But up until then, it had really been very mulatto.
And we had a person from Charleston that both lived with us, and she taught school in a public school, and they had a church where all mulattoes went. And whenever you'd see a mulatto with black, you know she'd had a baby.
Oh, I see.
If she was pitched out of society.
To society was kind of the mulatto, the lighter color.
Yes.
And yeah.
And they tried to get that here, but one person told them that her husband was to see after everybody, and she wasn't going to join. But after the war, they were glad to marry anybody they could get, because you see, the mulattoes are fading out. In my church, I can count the black preachers that stood up before us and preached. They couldn't do it. The Baptist church was worse than the Methodist church, because we could pick our own pastor, and we didn't have no black people.
You had lighter skin?
They had to be. Belong to the little white.
Oh, they did. All the preachers had to be, too.
Yeah, they had to be. I couldn't.
But isn't that strange? Because, I mean, you yourself have white background.
Yeah, don't worry me.
But it had to show up in the skin color. You had to be light.
Yeah, you had to be light. See, I'm the only dark one in the family.
Right, you told me that before.
Mm-hmm.
So here your family was light, but just because you were dark,
mm-hmm.
you already were considered a little bit lower in society.
Yeah, but I didn't stay there.
Oh, I know that. I'm only saying that to you because
I didn't stay there.
Yeah, no.
And that's why I said that as far as I know, I'm the only one of the grandchildren and things like that that finished college.
Right. You did so well. That's good, too. Now, the other thing I wanted to ask you is, did white people treat the mulattoes differently from the other blacks? Was there a difference? Were they?
Well, I couldn't hardly tell, but they didn't mingle too much.
Uh-huh.
But they did mingle, I think, some, but not too much.
Were you ever aware of people who passed for white?
Oh, yes.
You were?
Yeah.
But you would know, right?
Oh, yeah, I know when he belonged to us.
You can always, I've been told you can always tell.
Yeah. And whenever the whenever they say, for instance, they're in the store,
uh-huh.
and you walk in the store, don't care how they're talking and going on, they'll move and circle around and get out of your way.
Oh, my goodness. And this is somebody you know darn well is black, but they're passing, right? How were Indians or people with some Indian blood treated, or did you know of anyone who was Indian?
Well, my granddaddy was...
Your granddaddy was
a black
Indian.
You
told me that before. Was he treated any better or anything?
Well, I guess he was. He got by with some things, I imagine.
Uh-huh.
But now, he didn't like black folks.
Oh, he didn't?
Uh-uh. And he was so black until the only thing you could see about him was his eyes.
And yet he was an Indian, but he was very black.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't like black folks, but mm-hmm. he was married to a... A black
woman?
Oh, no.
His wife was white.
His wife was white.
With blue eyes and, yellow hair, you all...
Well, which ancestry was that? Where did that go back
that's
to?
That's my daddy's.
Your daddy's
mother,
father?
Mother and father.
Your daddy's father
my
was Indian.
Mm-hmm.
And
black
his
Indian.
Mother was white.
Yeah. I guess she belonged to the Lily White, but she was white.
She was white and she had blue eyes and blonde hair.
Yeah. Because if she'd walk in the door now, you wouldn't...
I would think she was white. And getting back to the Indian, you say black Indian. Indians usually aren't that dark.
No, but sometimes, I don't know how he got to be with Indian blood in him, but he had Indian blood in him. Everybody said he had Indian blood in him.
Oh, probably.
And he had the prettiest curly black hair you'd want to look at.
Well, Indians' hair is usually straight, but...
Mm-hmm. But he was kind of curly. He was pretty in black.
Uh-huh. But they really felt he was
an
Indian.
And he didn't talk like we talk.
Oh, he didn't?
Mm-hmm.
You think maybe he was an African?
He was Indian.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. They all give him the credit of being an Indian.
Yeah, you know better than I do. I was just trying to figure out curly hair and dark skin.
What called? And I got more women for telling them, Granddaddy, you don't look in the mirror at yourself, do you?
Oh, you said that to him?
Yeah.
Because he was Indian?
And I get a spanking because he was black, you know, and he talk about black people look nasty. Yeah.
Oh, I see. He thought you all looked... Yeah. What was the other thing I wanted to ask you? What tribe or what Indian tribe did he belong to?
I don't know.
Well,
you know, you take care of the university. Some know Indians are the real dog. Huh? Real dog.
Oh, are you talking about he was East Indian? That kind of Indian, do you think?
Guess so.
Oh, you're not American Indian.
Oh, he was the Indian.
But you don't know whether it was Eastern or American?
I guess he was. But I'm just saying, if these
Indians...
They're
very
dark,
yeah. Yeah, quite often. Yes, ma'am.
I don't know which one and how he got mixed up, but he got mixed up.
That's interesting. And they married somebody so light, too, mm-hmm. and with blonde hair yet. My goodness. When you were young, how often would you go to Greenville or Anderson, or did you go?
Well, I don't remember going to Greenville and Anderson until mm-hmm. I began teaching.
Oh, not until then.
Mm-hmm.
And what were the reasons for those trips when you did go in?
Well, when I went to Anderson, we just go to Anderson. Just in 24, we went to Anderson and Greenville because Papa had a car.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you had a car then?
Yeah.
Did your father go to Anderson when you were small?
No.
No, he didn't. Not until you got a car.
If he ever went to Anderson, I don't know nothing about it.
I see. My next question was, what opportunities for black people were available there that were not found in Seneca? But obviously you all didn't think there much very much because you didn't go, huh?
There wasn't no opportunity. Like, I'm over at Clemson working.
Uh-huh.
Years ago, I wouldn't have gotten no job over there.
Oh, no kidding. You wouldn't have gotten a thing in Clemson, huh?
Well, they had some ladders that had one group from Pendleton and the other from Clemson. And you didn't get no job there working unless they okayed it.
Right. We should say what your job is, so don't know. Well, what is it you do in Clemson then?
I'm staying with a sick person.
Yeah, you watch sick people, mm-hmm. right. And you wouldn't be able to do that, you're saying, years ago in Clemson, because mm-hmm. they wouldn't...
The lady I worked for last year before last, she died. Mm-hmm. White people last, say, I was the darkest person she'd ever had.
I said, so you wouldn't want anybody that's dark, mm-hmm. ordinarily. Yeah. Oh, for goodness sake. Even today.
Yeah, you know, a lot of you all will not hire dark people.
Mm.
I've come in contact with a lot of them.
Yeah.
Didn't bother with dark people.
Hmm. Oh, when you were small, do you remember any celebrations that were held in your community? You know, things that you would go to?
Baseball.
Baseball games?
Shows.
What was the other thing?
Shows,
uh-huh.
Bring animals and things. Oh, there's this big show that comes out. It's
circuses?
The circus. It's out now.
Ringling Brothers, Ringling Barnum Brothers. And Bailey, you would go to those? Yeah. Where would you go? Did they come to Seneca?
They come to Seneca.
Uh-huh. And so you would go to the circus?
Yeah.
Were there any parades?
Yes.
Like the circus parade?
Yes.
Any other parades?
And they would always camp down there on Oak Street.
Oh, uh-huh.
Where the trailer park in that church all over there. They're going to try to keep me to see the animals, and I was hauling and kicking some, and putting my head back and knocked the man's tooth out.
Oh, my goodness. When did this happen? When you were little?
Yeah.
And you were at the show? My goodness, and you knocked this man's tooth out? Well, what happened? You were misbehaving?
Well, I was afraid.
You were scared.
And he was going to make me, you know, going to hold me up so I could see and not...
Was this the circus of the parade?
Yeah.
This mm-hmm. was on the circus.
Ringling Brothers.
Oh, Ringling Brothers. And you knocked his tooth out. Oh, dear. I guess you remember that.
Yeah.
Do you remember any holidays that were important, like July 4th or any?
Yes, but we didn't celebrate July the 4th. We uh-huh. stayed at home.
Uh-huh.
Well, we had Christmas.
How did y'all celebrate Christmas?
Well... by having a lot of cake bakes and pies and mm-hmm. exchanging gifts and visiting one another.
I remember you mentioned earlier that the Gentilettes gave you really nice presents. Like one time they gave you some silver. Did they give you other good presents?
They gave. There's always given some dishes and things like that.
Hmm. Another thing I wanted to ask you is, did you celebrate birthdays and anniversaries?
We celebrated birthdays. We didn't bother with that. Well, some people did, but
uh-huh.
my family never did have an anniversary. Yeah.
They didn't have an anniversary.
No.
Did you have a birth? Did you get birthday presents or anything?
Yes.
You did get birthday presents. Like, what kind of presents did you get?
Well, just different little things.
Uh-huh.
Some of the things, I guess, it wasn't worth buying, but they're just different things, okay. You know, special.
Make you know you were thought of.
Yeah.
Same with Christmas. Did you have small presents or what kind
well,
of
Well, we got large presents, and this gentleman knows played Santa Claus with us for years.
My goodness. Mm. Well, what kind of gifts did you family members give each other for your birthday? Well, you didn't give gifts for anniversaries, but for birthdays, you just said small gifts, right?
Sometimes we'd make something.
Oh,
sometimes we would buy something. I remember Mr. Jenny gave me a beautiful little china cup.
Mm.
It had a pink rose on it. And she said, told me I'm drinking a tea or anything out of, you know, it takes me a long time to drink out of big cups.
Because you always drank out of little cups?
I drank, use that cup. It was just thin. It looked like, you know how china be.
Yeah. She gave you a little tea set? Mm-hmm. A little china tea set? Yeah. But that was lovely. Did you ever hear about hot suppers when you were small?
Yes.
Did you go to them? What were they?
No.
Oh, you didn't go?
We left that for the street people, so to speak.
What do you mean by street people?
Well, the people that didn't go to church and things like that. You know, back then it was a sin to go to all these things.
Oh, it was? So you didn't go to things like hot suppers? Did you go to cakewalks?
No, you didn't go to...
Do those
I didn't begin that kind of stuff until after I finished college.
Oh, after college you went to cakewalks. What was a cakewalk?
Well, it was a dance that we had
called
cakewalk.
What about auctions? Did you go to those?
No, we didn't go to them.
And when we were talking about the Lily Whites earlier, I think the first tape you said that the Lily Whites would push you back. When you say push you back, what would they keep you from doing?
Well, if they were having programs that just like a choir, or different things that you'd go to, it wouldn't be placed. They didn't recognize you in business and things like that.
Oh, they didn't?
No.
They actually did push you back as far as business was concerned.
And a nice living, if it was something that they didn't want done, well, you wouldn't get to do it.
I see. I want to get back to some of the questions that I wrote down from our talking. One thing I wanted to ask you again is, you said Tupelo community was in Seneca. Where in Seneca?
Oh, no, it's in Oconee County.
It's in Oconee County. Oh, yeah. It's next to Seneca then. Or near Seneca? Well, you tell me where it is. I shouldn't be guessing.
I guess it's about 12 miles, maybe a further out from Seneca.
Okay.
But it's in Oconee County.
Uh-huh.
See, there's like Wall Hall, Westminster, West Union, and things like that. Well, Tupelo, they never did have a train or nothing, I don't think, to go through it. But
what's it closest to? Is it near
Georgia? Maybe it's closer to Seneca.
Closer to Seneca, okay. And the aunt who owned the hat shop, the one that was in Jacksonville, Florida, what was her name?
Emma.
Emma. And her last name? Was she
Cronin or something like that.
Cronin. And she ran that in Jacksonville, Florida, right? What was the name of that shop? Do you remember?
No.
No, it didn't. Okay. And you said she went to Seneca.
Yeah, she stayed with us.
Well, she stayed with you when she...
With her mama. With her sister. She was the baby girl of their family.
Okay. So she's not from here.
She was from Georgia.
Well, she was from Georgia, so she just came and went at that time.
Yeah.
Okay. These are some questions I wanted to pick up. And you also mentioned somebody that wanted to come for some of your antiques. We were talking about antiques. Who was that? Do you remember who that was?
I don't remember the lady's name, but she just told me she wanted to be glad and I settled down so she could see my antiques. And I told her that I was the antique.
Oh, that's right. I remember you said that. And where was Napoleon killed in World War II? You said that your brother was killed in World War II?
It must have been Italy.
Oh, he served in Italy?
Because he's buried in Florence, Italy.
Oh, he is?
And he had his wreck on the... If you ever went to the picture show and saw that mountain that they cut and had this road going around the mountain in
the movies?
Yeah.
Which movie was that?
They just showed, I don't know where it was.
You mean in one of those openings of a show and they have a mountain? I'm not sure what you're
saying. It was up here at the Seneca Theater. They showed a picture of how they had cut this mountain around and made a road.
Oh,
down, and the mountain was slanting up like that, and the road was down here. Well, I went to the picture show in September and saw it. I said, oh, how in the world can a car go around that mountain?
Right.
And that's the mountain he got killed on.
He was actually killed on that mountain that they showed the movie of.
Yes.
You don't know the name of the mountain?
No, I don't.
But it was in Italy. And he's buried in Florence.
Yes.
Oh, for goodness sake.
And he was...
How old was he?
I forgot.
Well, because he was younger than you were.
Yes.
Was it 1918? But I forgot.
He wasn't in his teens. He was grown.
Oh, he was grown.
Yeah. And I think about when Mama got the 11th of November, you know, how people... rejoiced about World War
One. Right.
She was outdoors and he wasn't school age, and she was outdoors washing. And when the bells began ringing and all, she threw her clothes up in the air. Well, when they brought the message about he was killed, and you know, she got that message very fast, got killed the 11th of November. And it was, must have been about 2 days after that, and she was sitting in the room sewing. And she just threw her clothes up like that and hollered.
Just threw them up in the air.
Mm-hmm. And I said that history repeats itself.
And how's that?
Well, she was outdoors washing and threw her clothes up.